All right, sports fans, welcome to the Deep Dive, where we break down the biggest CFL games. And today we're diving into that Miami Talons Seattle Spartans wild card matchup.
Yeah, and what a showdown it was. Sunny skies, perfect football weather down there in Miami, Florida. And that atmosphere was electric right from the moment that Miami won the toss and they elected to receive.
And receive they did. Oh. Walking away with a pretty dominant 33-10 victory. But the score really only tells part of the story. So let's rewind to the beginning and break down how this one all unfolded.
Well, that first quarter was a real defensive struggle. You know, both those teams were kind of feeling each other out, not really wanting to make any early mistakes.
Yeah, it was like a chess match out there. Kent Goodwin the third. Both defenses were playing tight, you know, forcing punts and creating turnovers. We saw some really big hits, some incredible athleticism, but neither offense could really find their rhythm.
You're absolutely right. But Miami, they did strike first with a field goal, taking that early 3-0 lead.
And Seattle answered right back with their own field goal, tying it up at 3-3. So what stood out to you about those early drives, Sandra?
Well, Seattle really struggled with penalties early on, a couple of false starts, a holding call, those kinds of things. And against a team like Miami, those mistakes can be killer.
Yeah, those drive-killing penalties definitely hurt the Spartans. Miami was able to capitalize on that good field position and keep Seattle's offense pinned deep in their own territory.
Yeah, field position was crucial, especially in that first half. Now, Miami's kicker, Neil Beardsley, was booming those kickoffs, even sending one 74 yards for a touchback there in the second quarter.
Oh, yeah, that guy has a leg. Pinning Seattle deep like that really put the pressure on their offense to make something happen.
And it just seemed like Miami's defense was feeding off that energy. You know, they were swarming to the ball, making big tackles, and really disrupting Seattle's passing game.
I'm looking at the stats here, and Miami's inside linebacker, Francisco Yon, was all over the field. Yeah. He was like a heat-seeking, missile-making tackles left and right.
Yon had an incredible game, no doubt about it. He was definitely a key factor in Miami's defensive dominance.
Absolutely. Back to the scoring. Miami managed to add another field goal in the second quarter, extending their lead to 6-3. It felt like they were in control, but Seattle's defense was just, you know, keeping them from breaking it open.
Yeah, and right before halftime, Seattle had a chance to tie things up. They drove down the field and attempted a 58-yard field goal, but it fell just short.
Oh, man, that miss was a big momentum swing. Imagine if they'd made that kick going into halftime, tied at 6-6, would have been a completely different story.
Absolutely. Instead, Miami went into the locker room with that 6-3 lead and all the momentum on their side.
That's the end of the first half, folks. A real defensive slugfest with both teams battling for every inch.
Miami seemed to have the edge, but Seattle showed they weren't going down without a fight. And that third quarter started with a bang. Seattle fumbled that kickoff, and Miami's Casey Thomas was there to recover it. Talk about a momentum swing.
You could feel the energy shift in the stadium. Seattle was looking to come out strong after halftime, and that fumble just took the wind right out of their sails.
Oh, it was a huge mental blow for the Spartans. They were already facing an uphill battle, and that turnover just made things even tougher.
Yeah, Miami capitalized on the turnover, driving down the field and adding another field goal to their lead, making it 9-3.
But Seattle's defense didn't completely fold. They made some key stops, forcing Miami to settle for field goals instead of touchdowns.
Yeah, they did show some grit out there, but their offense just couldn't seem to get anything going.
And then came a moment that had everyone on the edge of their seats. Miami's quarterback, Kirk Friday, he dropped back to pass, and Seattle's Teddy Sherwood jumped the route, intercepting the ball.
What a play by Sherwood. He read Friday's eyes perfectly and snatched that ball out of the air. That was Seattle's chance to get back in the game.
But even with that interception, their offense just sputtered. They couldn't convert the turnover into points, and Miami's defense held strong.
Yeah, missed opportunities like that can really come back to haunt you, especially in a playoff game.
Absolutely. And then late in the third quarter, Seattle finally found the end zone. Kent Tyler connected with Joel Sally for a touchdown, closing the gap to 16-10.
For a moment there, it felt like Seattle might be able to mount a comeback. The crowd was going wild, and you could see the belief starting to build on the Spartan sideline.
But Miami had an answer. Early in the fourth quarter, they marched right down the field and scored another touchdown, pushing their lead back up to 26-10.
That score really felt like the turning point. Seattle had fought hard to stay in the game, but that touchdown just seemed to deflate them.
And then Miami's defense, they delivered the knockout punch.
Inside linebacker Gene Bowler read the play perfectly. Intercepted Tyler's pass and took it all the way back for a touchdown.
Yeah.
A pick six, 33-10 Miami.
That play just sealed the deal for the Talons. Bowler was a force to be reckoned with all game long, and that pick six was the exclamation point on a dominant defensive performance.
It was a tough loss for Seattle, but you have to give credit to Miami. They were the better team on this day. They were more disciplined, they made fewer mistakes, and they executed their game plan flawlessly.
Their defense was suffocating, and their offense, while not always explosive, was efficient and opportunistic. They took advantage of Seattle's mistakes and never let them back into the game.
Let's take a closer look at some of the individual performances that stood out, especially from Miami's side.
Well, I think we have to start with Jeffrey Downs. He was an absolute workhorse for Miami's offense, carrying the ball time and time again, grinding out those tough yards and keeping the chains moving.
He was a man possessed out there. Every time he touched the ball, it felt like he was dragging half of Seattle's defense with him.
You know, his vision and patience were so impressive. He wasn't just running blindly into defenders. He was waiting for his blockers to open up those holes, and then he'd explode through them with power and speed.
I'm looking at the stats here, and Downs finished the game with over 150 rushing yards and 2 touchdowns. He was the engine that drove Miami's offense.
He's definitely a strong contender for MVP of this game. His performance was that impactful.
And let's not forget about Miami's defense. You already talked about Francisco Yon and Gene Bowler, but there were several other players who stepped up and made some big plays.
Absolutely. Colby Strickland and Salvador Downs both had solid games for Seattle's defense, but they were constantly on their heels trying to contain Miami's relentless attack.
Miami's defensive line was generating pressure all game long, forcing Tyler to make quick decisions and disrupting Seattle's passing game.
It was a complete team effort for Miami, but certain players definitely stood out. Downs' performance on offense was MVP caliber, and the defensive duo of Yon and Bowler were instrumental in shutting down Seattle's attack.
So as we head into our final segment, what are your key takeaways from this game, Sandra? What does this win tell us about Miami's chances moving forward in the playoffs?
They definitely made a statement with this win. They looked dominant on both sides of the ball.
Absolutely. This wasn't just a victory. It was a declaration. They showed the whole league that they're a force to be reckoned with. So do you think this win puts them in the driver's seat for the rest of the playoffs? Are they the team to beat now?
I think they've definitely put themselves in a very strong position. Their offense is clicking, their defense is suffocating, and they seem to have that killer instinct, you know, that ability to capitalize on their opponent's mistakes.
Yeah, that fumble recovery early in the third quarter was a prime example.
Mm-hmm.
They just pounced on that opportunity, and it really shifted the momentum of the game.
And let's not forget about Gene Bowler's incredible pick six. That play sealed the deal and showcased the kind of game-changing plays this Miami defense is capable of making.
They were relentless, especially in that second half. Seattle just couldn't find an answer for their defensive pressure.
But, you know, let's give credit where credit is due. Seattle fought hard, especially on defense. You know, players like Colby Strickland and Salvador Downs made some impressive plays, but they were just outmatched by a superior Miami team.
You're right. There were some bright spots for Seattle,
mm-hmm.
but they'll definitely need to regroup and make some adjustments if they want to compete at this level in the future.
As for Miami, they're moving on to the next round, and based on this performance, they have every reason to be confident. They've got the talent, the coaching, and the momentum to make a serious run at the championship.
It'll be interesting to see who they face next and how they handle the pressure of being a top contender. The playoffs are all about rising to the occasion, and Miami certainly did that today.
This wild card weekend is just the beginning, and we've already seen some thrilling games and incredible performances. I can't wait to see what unfolds in the coming weeks as the competition heats up.
Me too, Sandra. The CFL playoffs are always full of surprises, and this year is shaping up to be one for the ages.
Well, thanks for joining us for this deep dive into the Miami Talons' victory over the Seattle Spartans.
We'll be back soon to break down all the action from the next round of the playoffs. Until then, keep your helmets on and your eyes on the prize.